people that had talents and skills and how they could use that. What are your talents and skills that God could use to help reach this community?
What changes do we need to make to reach our community? Join me, if you will, in opening your Bible to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And I'm going to try to keep this brief, so don't be in a state of panic yet. I say that long-winded pastor, he'll go forever. This is a short section of scripture. But I think that as we're here and as we looked at missions, we need to think about Thanksgiving. But I want you to think about Thanksgiving in a slightly different venue than you're used to. Dear Lord, thank you for all this good food. Dear Lord, thank you for all these good friends. Dear Lord, thank you for all the good comforts that we have. Take a look at what Paul has to give thanks for in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice what he says. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and charity of every one of you toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which also ye suffer. And so as we start this morning, let's ask the Lord to open up our eyes. Open up our eyes to our need to give thanks. Father in heaven, we come before you as we open up the precious word of God, as we have been so fed with the work that you're doing in Nepal. Lord, we pray that you'd show us the work that we need to do here, the work that we have to do with thankful hearts. Guide us as we open up the scriptures, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we see that it starts there, and it says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the very first thing we see is here is an address that's being given to people who are in Jesus Christ. They're saved people. I hope that as I'm looking out upon this church that I'm in the midst of saved people, that every single one of you has a personal faith in Jesus Christ. But it's on to us that Paul is writing. And he says, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the things we really need to be thankful for is just that, grace and peace. Grace. Do you realize how many things God has gifted you with? Oh, don't go and talk about your material goods. Those are insignificant. But think about the opportunities. Think about where he's placed you. What health or what sickness he's given you. What trials and what tribulations he's given you. And say, God has given this to you for a purpose. If we don't acknowledge his purpose, we end up being proud. So we acknowledge God. So it says grace and peace. You know, we have such a privilege as believers in Christ because we have a peace that passes all understanding. We have a peace that comes from God. We have a peace that because the conflicts in our life, the conflict between God and sin has been taken care of. We have the ability to rest in a peace that passes all understanding. And this is a gift. And Paul goes on and he says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith groweth exceedingly. And here's where I really want to spend some time. And I want to talk about the fact that one of the things that we forget to give thanks for is the body of Christ. And you might say, well, I just love my friends in Jesus. That's not the emphasis that Paul has here. The emphasis that Paul has here is the fact that we together are growing. You see, in Hebrews chapter 10, it says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhort one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. And here's what we need to get excited about when it comes to our fellowship, when it comes back to our brothers and sisters in Christ. You and I should be involved in stirring each other to grow. Imagine if no one was prodding you on in life. Imagine if you were all by yourself and you had this faith in Christ, but nobody was reminding you about it. Nobody was reminding you about what to do with it. You never saw it exampled in the life of somebody in the sacrifices they make to go to Nepal. You never saw it in the sacrifices of somebody who's willing to go and volunteer huge amounts of time to help feed our hungry in our community. You wouldn't be challenged by the fact that someone is running around all over town trying to help people get things from one to another in order to show the love of Christ. But see, here's the thing that we need to be thankful for. As a body of Christ, we are here together. We are here together to exhort one another. You're not on your own in your journey towards Christ. We are to be working together. And we forget about that. We all want to be independent. It's part of the plague of America, is that we want to be independent. We want to be proud. We don't want to depend on other people. But in reality, God has placed the church here so that we are stimulated by each other. We're stimulated by the reminder to look into the scriptures. We're stimulated by the work that other people are doing. And these are the things that we need to be thankful for. These are the things that we have a tendency to forget about being thankful for. How would you like to be on your own? How'd you like to be the one believer in Nepal? You barely had any scriptures to read from, and yet you wanted to follow Christ. You see, my friends, we are here to encourage one another. We're here to work together. None of us has to follow Christ alone. That is the beauty of the church. That's the beauty of his plan. That's the beauty of the body of Christ. And the question is, are you staying involved? Are you thankful for the church? Oh, I know. The church is full of hypocrites. Well, that's why we sang the song and it says, "He, our righteousness." Because I'm not right. I make my mistakes, but he's our righteousness. And when we're reminded of that, you're saying, oh, I could never be, I failed so bad this week. You know what? You come to church, you get encouraged, you see that even somebody like Dot is continuing with Christ. And nothing against Dot. Don't read anything into there. But to make it tangible that we need each other. We need to be dependent upon each other. We need to thank God for each other and the reminders that come in and through that time of fellowship. I am so encouraged to see what God is doing with a young lady that was so shy she couldn't speak to anybody. That's what we need to be thankful for. That we have people that we can ask, what made you interested in Nepal? And we can see how God worked through certain situations, not all at once, not saying, you go to Nepal. He says, well, you know, what about all these lost people? You know, what about, you can speak to, you see how God works? And if we're all scattered in our own directions, we'll never get anywhere. But God has given us a group. He's given us a church. He's given us a body. And we need to be thankful for that. And in our thankfulness, let's make the commitment to continue in those things he's put before us. Despite the hypocrisy, despite the ugly looking people, despite the obstacles that come into our lives, we need to be thankful. So that we ourselves glory in you, in the churches of God, for your patience and faith in your persecution and tribulations that you endure. My friends, do not expect life to be perfect. What does it say there? Persecutions, tribulations. It talks about being patient in those. And so what an encouragement to us that as we gather together, you hear the stories about all the hard things that happened to someone this week, yet they stayed focused on Christ. Be thankful for that. Be thankful for their trials and their willingness to share their trials with you. Be thankful for one another and learn from one another. For it is there that we begin to embrace the grace and the peace of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this, your word, that gives us the encouragement to find patience, Lord, to find grace. to go through all our persecution and tribulations, realizing that Jesus has done it all. He is our righteousness, though none of us are righteous. He is our hope, though life may seem hopeless. And we pray, Lord, that this morning, if there's anyone who has never found that perfect peace, that has never realized that hope that is in Christ Jesus, that today they might come forward, that they might accept Jesus Christ, that they might admit their own failures and be willing to accept the perfect gift that comes from Jesus our Savior. Use this time in the invitation not just to call the unsaved to salvation, but Lord, use it also to call the struggling in commitment to a deeper commitment, to a commitment to see your work done in our community and around the world, to get involved in the ministry that's going on in Nepal through Silas and Michelle and the boys. Lord, that you would use them in a mighty way. But Lord, use this time now to help us to make commitments that we didn't have any plan on making when we came here. But because your word is stirring us, we make it today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Stand, if you will, and let's sing. Send the light, because that's what we want to do as we go into missions. Send the light, the blessed gospel light.